Mindfulness for Beginners, practicing minimalism, essentialism, and meditation to declutter your mind for stress and anxiety relief. An introduction to mind hacking secrets in plain English. Mindfulness Mastery, written by John Goldstein, narrated by Scott Miller. Chapter 1. What is mindfulness exactly? Very rarely can you look at a term and explain it as, well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Primarily, mindfulness doesn't really sound like anything, so you might be left on a bit of a blank. Secondly, further introspection will only confuse you further. Does it mean that you are mindful of everything that you do, or that your mind is full of things all the time? To make things even more complicated, here's the answer. It is both and neither. When you breathe automatically. But if someone says to you, "Are you breathing?" your body's response is to put itself on manual breathing. Now you are paying attention to every movement your lungs make. As they open, you feel the air moving down and into them, the oxygen seeping into your bloodstream and carrying to your brain. Your brain telling your lungs to exhale and send the carbon dioxide back out. Maybe you're one of these people who only get 3/4 of the way through an exhale before you breathe back in. Or perhaps you need to get every last thing out. Maybe you wait a moment with empty lungs before breathing in again. There, you're thinking about it now. That, in the simplest of terms, is mindfulness. You are bringing yourself to the here and now, centering yourself in the present. Every action that you make has a specific reason, and you think about everything you do as you do it. So, are you mindful of everything you do? Yes, you move with deliberation. Is your mind full of things? Yes, you're thinking of every action that you make as you make it and taking in the world around you on the whole. But those are just the simple terms and an easy way to explain it to the uninitiated. If you purchase this book, you're here for the full package. So let's take a closer look at the complicatedly simple concept of mindfulness. A history lesson. Like most modern meditation and New Age philosophies, mindfulness began as a separate concept within the religion of Buddhism. The original Pali term, sati, can also be translated as awareness. You can see how the words mindful and aware, though not identical, echo one another in their intentions. It is one of the tenets of the Eightfold Path, a series of 8 concepts practiced by Buddhists in order to achieve nirvana. But mindfulness, as we know it, is not mired to Buddhism or to any religion. The one to first take it and apply it to psychology was a man named John Kabat-Zinn. The man named Kabat. Born in 1944, this American professor of molecular biology is the reason mindfulness first breached the minds of the Western public. During the time of the Vietnam War, Kabat-Zinn was in MIT and campaigned heavily both against the war and against the military research going on. He has gone on record to say that this period of his life was his karmic awakening. He found his purpose in mindfulness, his mission to spread it out to the world. A Zen missionary named Philip Kaplow had come to MIT and was teaching meditation to the students. There must have been something in what Kaplow taught, because Kabat-Zinn was unable to let it go. He went on to study under other famous Buddhist teachers, perfecting his technique, and eventually he brought it back to MIT. When Kabat-Zinn brought his learned mindfulness to the world of scholars, he didn't present it as a faction of Buddhism. Instead, he approached it from a psychological angle. The 8-week program he implemented is still known today as mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR. There is now an entire center within MIT that Kabat-Zinn founded, known as the Center for Mindfulness. Kabat-Zinn